www.jfn.co.uk.
Saturday night, Ben Malone. You're locked into Ben Malone. Yes, thank you, Sam Devine. It's Friday Night Kiss. My name is Ben Malone. I'm taking you through for the next 2 hours, direct from a very rainy London today. And I've got a jam-packed show incoming. Music from Will Atkinson and Shaq, Ben Hemsley, 1111 has new music. Plus, I'm going to play you a long-awaited record from Tiger Blind. But we kick off with the man who will join me in the studio in about 20 minutes' time, Will Clark. Here he is with House Gospel Choir. This is Weekend Love.
Take me outside, we should be leaving. Tiny creatures, moon is the ceiling.
Thank you.
live undercover, the inventor of wildfire.
That has been doing some damage in DJ sets for like a year and a half now. Tiger Blind, Wild Style, finally gets a release. It's been supported by everyone from the Swedish House Mafia to Dom Dolla, Camel Fat. First time I saw this record played was Matt Guy at Tomorrowland last year. And now the Tiger Blind boys finally get to see a release. Big congratulations to them on that. I know this record is gonna fly. Before that, we opened up the show with Will Clark and his brand new release, a collaboration with House Gospel Choir called Weekend Love. Will Clark joins me in the studio. We're going to chat all about that record in a little bit. But right now, let's dive into this. Fed Hemsley teaming up once again with Shania on the vocals, the same vocalist who did Erase Me. This is Closer on Friday Night Kiss.
Tell me, am I dreaming or caught up in a feeling? Trying to find a meaning. Ooh. When we come together, we spiral into pleasure. It's like we're breathing as one.
joined me in the studio a couple of weeks ago, Charlie Boone. That's All My Life, the up-tempo stomper with a massive sample in there. Still sounding so good. So much energy in that record. We love it. It's Friday Night Kiss, you with Ben Malone, taking you through until 1 a.m. this morning. Then Shosh will be taking control. Right now, though, we're going to jump into a very quick break. Do not go anywhere. I'm straight back in the mix after this.
Ben Malone. Kiss
9. It's Friday Night Kiss. We continue with a record that has some real emotion to it from one of this year's Future 5 artists, 1111, aka Lauren Lamont. She's been on fire recently. This new 1111 project showing off all of her talents: production, writing, vocals, the complete package, and what a talent. This is called Better Days, 1111, here on Friday Night Kiss.
2023, the year I fell apart. My grief caught up with me. I hadn't healed my broken heart. I lost myself. I lost control of what I felt. Thankfully, I recognized, I knew I had to ask for help. And despite the roller coaster, despite the ups and downs, finally the sun is breaking through the darkest clouds, and I've won. It's time to love who I've become.
It's time to love who I've become.
The year I really felt. I was looking in the mirror, staring back at someone else. I lost my mind. That part of me I've left behind, and now I'm rising from the earth. I always knew that I could fly. And despite the roller coaster, despite adversity, despite the tears I cried, I'm stronger than I'll ever be. I've won. It's time to love who I've become.
It's time to love who I've become.
It's time to love who I've become.
11:11 and Better Days here on Friday Night Kiss. What a vocal, what a song, beautiful. Okay, it's time to replay last week's Spotlight selection, my track of the week. Reworking a classic, Haska takes on Chocolate Pumas, Always and Forever. It's last week's Spotlight selection.
Thank you.
Electro House definitely taking control at the moment. I think it's going to be the genre of Ibiza this year, and this record sounding so good. Haska and Chocolate Puma, Always and Forever. Okay, it's time to push the tempo a little bit now for this week's Spotlight selection. A record jam-packed full of character from Shaq, Will Atkinson, and Abby Flynn. Abby Flynn, the vocalist behind hits like D.O.D. So Much In Love. Will Atkinson, of course, we had him in on the show a couple of months ago, and one of my favorite guests we've ever had. So much fun. And Shaq, well, I think he needs no introduction. A Newcastle legend. This is Yesterday. This week's Spotlight selection.
We were so in love just yesterday. Now you wanna go, throw it all away. Open up your heart while you're so afraid. Remember how it felt just yesterday. Oh, 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 yesterday. Oh, 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 you were here with me.
Just have a feeling this record's gonna go pretty viral. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but Echidna 3000 is called Brother Ooh. Here on Friday Night Kiss, you got Ben Malone taking you through. Before that, I played you this week's Spotlight Selection, an energy-filled anthem from Shaq, Will Atkinson and Abby Flynn called Yesterday. And very shortly, I'm going to be joined by tonight's special guest, Will Clark, as he celebrates the launch of his brand new single, Weekend Love, with the House Gospel Choir. Do not go anywhere. Will Clark in the building after this.
Ben Malone.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to be joined by my special guest this evening. Will Clark is his name. Fresh from Coachella, he spends his life commuting between the US and the UK, it seems. Plus a few trips to Ibiza here and there. We're going to talk all about his schedule and his music after this. This is RG and Bassett with Sierra.
Papi, yo me siento acelerada, pégate, pégate, pégate más. Papi, yo me siento acelerada, siento que pierdo la noción. Papi, yo me siento acelerada, pégate, pégate, pégate más. Papi, yo me siento acelerada, siento que pierdo la noción. Papi, yo me siento acelerada, pégate, pégate, pégate más. Papi, yo me siento acelerada, siento que pierdo la noción. Papi, yo me siento acelerada, pégate, pégate, pégate más. Papi, yo me siento acelerada. Siento que pierdo la noción. Papi, yo me siento acelerada. Pégate, pégate, pégate más. Papi, yo me siento acelerada. Siento que pierdo la noción. Papi, yo me siento acelerada. Pégate, pégate, pégate más.
Special guest is a man who's known both for his music and his beard, splitting his time between the US and the UK. It is an honour to have Will Clark in the studio tonight. Will, how's it going?
Good, mate. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
How pleasure, are you? Man. I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
So, last time we spoke like this, the roles were reversed. I was on your podcast. You were interviewing me. Tonight, I'm asking the questions.
It feels weird, man. It feels so weird. But I dig it.
I think let's talk about the podcast.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a massive project. You've had some of the biggest names in dance music join you on there. Firstly, how do you manage to fit that in around your touring and your production?
I'm really lucky. I've got an amazing team that kind of help a lot with the scheduling now. At the beginning, it was just me. Then Ryan, my manager, got involved. And then now we have like a bit more of a team. I have a bit of an editing team and somebody scheduling, which is amazing. But generally, I just bank them. So I do like four or five in one day.
Proper stint.
Yeah, and it's it's a mental battle because you're just like coming up with conversation. Literally, I have like an hour gap between them in the days. But yeah, the podcast is it's turning into something really interesting right now. So I think for me, it's just been the consistency of just doing a weekly conversation with people. And I think people are enjoying it, I think.
100%. And you have such a wide range of guests on there. I mean, it must be really interesting just to hear from every side of the dance music industry, kind of everyone's thoughts on stuff, everyone's opinions.
Yeah, I think it's like having brand new artists and then having the likes of like Cascade or Moby or Paul Van Dyke, right?
So who's been your favourite guest? That was probably the impossible question.
That's the impossible question. I think my most favourite recent few shows, Josh Wink was an amazing one. Obviously, I've looked up to him massively. He's a huge,
yeah, of course,
huge person in this industry. Cascade was an amazing record.
Legendary business.
Yeah, and I think obviously me and Cascade have got quite a few things in common with certain records that he's released that I've worked on. And yeah, that was just a really nice bringing together of the podcast. We've got a lot of interesting guests coming up as well. So
interesting. Make sure you check it out on all your usual platforms.
Yes, please do.
Let's talk about Coachella.
Yeah.
2 weekends. How was it?
Oh, amazing. It's the first time I was officially on the Coachella lineup. So just that alone, saying that, Coachella is like, in music, it's like the biggest in pop culture. Apart from Glastonbury Festival, right? Just being able to... I played the Stoolab stage twice before, which is kind of not to do with the festival, but is.
Yep.
So it's on the same grounds, but you don't get announced until like the week of. It's very different.
Yeah.
Being asked to play the Coachella lineup is pretty special.
That poster is quite iconic with all the names and the days. Yeah.
Yeah, you can barely see my name, which is absolutely fine. But yeah, 2 weekends of exactly the same parties. The Yuma tent is just an absolute special. It's the only tent on site which is air conditioned. So it's like a proper rave because...
It's hot there, right?
Mate, it's like 40 Celsius. Yeah, it's gross.
So no for me.
Mate, I'm way too white for that. just get burnt.
Back to 50.
This head, mate, is not good. It's special and I feel absolutely honoured to like... Out of all the artists in the world, why did they pick Will Clark? Like, I'm so honoured to do that.
Amazing. Well, Will, you're here to talk about your music, so let's get a record on. I'm going to play your previous release, a collaboration with Burns. This is Give Me.
You give me reasons to feel alive. Yeah, yeah. You give me things that I can't describe. You to be so high, yeah, yeah. You give me reasons to feel alive. Give me.
Clark and Burns with Give Me here on Friday Night Kiss. What a record, man. I love the groove in that bass line. So good.
It's like proper house, isn't it?
Proper house. So we're here to talk about some new music. Today you dropped your brand new track, collaboration with the incredible House Gospel Choir. It's called Weekend Love. How did the record come together?
So this actually came together a long time ago, as it probably every story starts on the show. This was written in a session with myself, Marley Koa, Leo Stanner, Georgia Meek and Mitch Jones. We were all in a studio together in London. And for me, going into this session, it was like, I want to make something with gang vocals. I want to make something that people can chant and can, people can like just truly sing along with, like simple lyrics, sing along. And we came up with Weekend Love. And then for me, it just felt weird having not a gang of people on there.
Yeah, you wanted the gang vocals. You need the gang.
But we had the gang vocals because Georgia, Leo, and Marley—they were amazing vocalists, so they like could do every range.
Yeah.
But I was like, let's get an actual choir on. Chime in, House Gospel Choir. We tried to work together during COVID, and obviously we couldn't because they're a choir and we can't put that many people in a room together. But we sent them the record, and luckily they liked it, which was really nice. And then, we got them in the studio in London. We filmed the day, which was an amazing day, really an amazing experience.
I've seen some clips from this.
Yeah.
You actually are singing in one of those clips.
Mate, they made me sing, and it's in the recording.
Is it in the final?
Yeah,
it's in the final track.
But luckily, no one can hear me, and luckily there's pitch control.
Auto-tune.
Yeah,
on.
Literally. But no, it's like the way I love what they've done for house music. Gospel has always been a huge influence in my music over the years. And having somebody that, or having a community of people that are making house music in the gospel realm, in the choir realm, is super special. And just having them part of the project is really special to me.
And I think community is a massive part of their kind of journey and what they do as a body. I know it's an important part of your writing and your music. So I guess that feels like a natural kind of coming together of worlds.
100%. And I think for me, if you take the music away from all of this, we have a great record together. But there was experiences of that day of us being together, of us doing a live show together, like that's way more than just the music. The music's great, but off the side of that, you've made great friends for life, and that's way more important.
Well, let's get it on then. This is Weekend Love, the brand new single from Will Clark and the House Gospel Choir that came out today here on Friday Night Kiss.
Take me outside, we should be
Right, we're going to jump into a quick break now. Do not go anywhere. I'm back in the mix after this.
Saturday night, if you move it, if you
vibe
it.
Ben Malone.
You're locked into Ben Malone.
On Kiss.
Will Clark and the Incredible House Gospel Choir here on Friday Night Kiss. That's Weekend Love, brand new, out today. I love that track, man. That's
Thank you, man.
So good. The vocals, incredible. The whole vibe of it. Yeah, what a record.
Yeah, it's definitely a different one.
Feels
definitely.
Like a special one.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Let's look forward at the rest of 2024 and beyond. We talked earlier, lots of music in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Also some big shows. You're playing EDC in a couple of weeks, then Movement Detroit.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff in the US. Obviously, you are based between the UK and the US, particularly in the US, really.
Yeah.
Detroit, somewhere that has been home for you for a long time, so Movement must feel like a big moment.
Yeah, Movement's like coming to my second home.
Yeah.
And when I moved to Detroit, it was more so about, I don't want to bulldoze my way into this festival. I want to earn the stripes and yeah. get booked in my own way and build the relationships up. And a couple of years ago was my first time playing the festival. And yeah, it's a special festival for the city.
Yeah.
But it's also a special festival for electronic music and techno in America.
Yeah.
It's coming back home, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
to a sense with where techno came from. So yeah, it's a very pivotal festival in the calendar of American dance music.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, you're ticking them off. Coachella, Movement.
It's a good year. Yeah. Put it that way. It's a good year.
Let's talk about some of your productions. Obviously, yeah. amongst the touring and amongst the podcast, you are still spending a lot of time in the studio.
Yeah.
I feel like your sound has changed a little bit with the most recent two releases. Has that been a conscious decision? Is there a direction that you're kind of heading in now? Or
yeah, massively. For me, 2022, I really kind of made a decision with myself to write more music that I want to listen to myself and not mm-hmm. just have it all DJ focused.
Yeah.
Have it more listener focused.
It's a different skill and a different art, isn't it? Writing music yeah. to listen yeah, to yeah. rather than club music.
It's fun for me. It's so fun because I think for the last 15 years I've been writing club records
yeah.
and don't get me wrong, I absolutely love that, but for me it was just like, how do I challenge myself and how do I release music to an audience that have never heard of who I am before but give them music for them to listen to. It was an amazing challenge, and yeah, so I spent 2022 to 2023, April to April, writing a body of music, and yeah, this year, as of this month, with Weekend Love being the first one, there's I think a release pretty much every month for the rest of the year, and maybe wow. going into up to March next year. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Amazing. It's going to be a big year then.
Yeah, it's going to be a big year. I'm really fortunate. I've got a great team. I'm working with Amada on more long-term stuff, which is amazing. They're an amazing team. So yeah, I'm really hoping that the music comes out as well as I like it to be.
Will, thank you so much for dropping by the studio. It's great to have you in. And all the best for the rest of the year.
Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back. told you once, I told you twice. You can see it in my eyes. I'm all cried out with nothing to say. If I told you once, I told you twice.
Last night, I couldn't even get an answer.
Couldn't even get an answer. You can see it in my eyes.
We are heads down in the club mix here on Friday Night Kiss. My name is Ben Malone. I'm taking you through. Still to come, I've got music from Jackie Hollander, Gabriel and Dresden, and Luttrell. But first, this is David Rust, Uber Jacked. It's called Go Insane. Still to come, I've got music from Jackie Hollander and Gabriel and Dresden to play. But right now, let's dive into this. Elderbrook, George Fitzgerald. This is Glad I Found You, the VIP mix. We'll be right back. Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. I hope you're enjoying the music on the show tonight. Remember, if you want to listen back, the whole thing will be available on the Kiss FM UK website and on the Kiss Cube app for the next 28 days, including, of course, my chat with Will Clark earlier. Right now, we're going to jump into a quick break. Then I'm back in the mix for the final 30 minutes of the show. Do not go anywhere.
Slender.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. We continue heads down in the mix with new music on Gorgon City's Realm Records. This is Jackie Hollander. Step Into Your Mind.
I feel the change. I'm alive. Let go. Step into your mind. I feel the change. I'm alive. Let go. Step into your mind. I feel,
I just wanna hit the floor.
the floor. I don't wanna talk.
I don't wanna talk. I just wanna hit the floor.
Ellen Giles and Andrew Long, Are We Even Here? On Friday Night Kiss. Before that, Olim and I Don't Want to Talk. That came out on Tomorrowland Music. Taking things a little bit more melodic right now, let's continue the new music on Anjuna Deep from Luttrell. This is Sunshine.